The Spokane City Council has imposed new rules on TV production companies whose photographers ride along with police officers within the city. The vote was 5-1 and came after a debate about the value of reality TV programs and the messages they reinforce. Spokane Public Radio's Doug Nedvornik reports.
The ordinance would not ban reality TV shows from shooting footage of police officers and arrests in Spokane, but it would require companies that film within the city limits to buy a business license. They'd have to carry up to $1 million in liability insurance, and companies would be required to get written consent from the people they film. That last provision was mentioned by many who spoke for the ordinance, including Cynthia Fine.
I believe it is wrong to present as entertainment the actions of people who may be having the worst day of their lives. To profit off the sadness, illness, or just plain bad behavior of others is really shameful.
Others say reality police programs perpetuate racial stereotypes. Blacks and other non-whites commit the crimes. Whites catch them. It was a point made by Devin Wilson.
This parade of people of color, people with disabilities, people in poverty is not something our community needs. It's not something our community needs to be perpetuating.
Not everyone agrees with the notion that these programs show police in a bad light. Councilman Mike Fagan says he has binge-watched one of these shows the last week or two.
I didn't see a lot of what some people testified on tonight, this institutional racism. I didn't see that. I didn't see the bias.
Local police officials say these programs are good marketing for them, and they say their employees are usually proud of how they're portrayed. It's unknown what effect this ordinance will have, especially the provision that requires people filmed to give their written consent. Police Chief Craig Meidel says the production company he works with may decide it couldn't get enough footage it can use and go to other communities instead. I'm Doug Nedvornik in Spokane.